Now, what we want to get across in saying gratitude in a nonviolent communication way that will really help us celebrate this power that we have to enrich life, the thank you needs to contain a clear observation. So this is nothing new for us. We've been studying how to make clear observations, and it's just as important in gratitude as when we are expressing pain to a person. It's a gift to somebody to let them know what they're doing that is not making life wonderful for us. And now we're talking about the other side of the coin, that it's just as important to be concrete. Why? Because then the person can really identify with it when they know what they've done. But if somebody just says, you're a wonderful person, what does that mean? How much more that message would mean if that person could say at that moment what they are reacting to on the part of the other person. See, was it something the person does? Is it just their appearance, physical appearance? You see, but whatever, if you could be clear about what you are reacting to, in a gratitude, it's the clarity is just as important as in expressing pain. And then, a celebration requires telling the person how you feel at the moment you were giving the gratitude. How you feel at that moment, not how you felt when it happened, at the moment that you're giving the celebration. How you feel about the person having done that. And third, we need to make clear what need of ours was fulfilled by the action that creates the feeling. So the feeling is, as usual, is the at the root of the feeling is a need. So to express a celebration, a gratitude in giraffe, clear observation, present feeling, and a fulfilled need. Those are the three things to get across. Now, how do we get that across? Sometimes we can just say thank you. And in some context, the thank you will communicate those three things to the other person. Sometimes we don't have to say anything. Sometimes our eyes will communicate those three things. But if we are a giraffe, we are conscious that if those three things don't get communicated, it's a real pity, because then this person can't really see how our life has been made more wonderful. So I would like us all to have the ability to express these three things verbally. See? So if we're not sure that the person sees these three things, what a horrible thing not to see those three things in a thank you. So if in any moment we're not sure that they do, we want to be able to say these three things real clearly. So now I want to do an exercise that in which we will see both how to express gratitude, making these three things clear, but we will also deepen our consciousness about why there is this severe fuel shortage on the planet that Jim was making reference to with his story about that he mentioned about what his boss said. See? Because I hear that complaint very often in many workplaces. You can bust your tail around this place and you never hear anything about it. But the first time you muck up, you'll hear about it, you see. So there is a severe fuel shortage on this planet. It's amazing how many people are gratitude starved. They're not getting the gratitude necessary to know that we have met our need to enrich life. And if we're not getting that gratitude back regularly to confirm that that need is being met, the cost of not having our need for meaning met is enormous. It just takes the joy out of life, takes the energy out of life. So it's a critical need to get met. Julie, you want to say something?